All right, Caleb, you're very good with words. We're going to see if you can spell like a fifth grader here in just a moment. But after winning this, a very smart one, after winning this weekend's Badger State Spelling Bee, a Fitchburg, yes, fifth grader, will head to the Scripps National Spelling Bee in D.C. this May. Maya Jadhav from Eagle School successfully
spelled... I can't even spell that last name.
Yeah, I know. You know what? A lot of times I'm challenged by the names of these kids. Lapilli to take the Badger State title to earn her second straight trip to the National Spelling Bee. Caleb, I wish I could give you a prize, but can you spell Lapilli?
And I have no idea. Definition, please.
I have no idea what it means. So you don't have origin or anything else.
Lapilli.
Lapilli.
Oh man, I don't know because all the ways I'm immediately thinking of spelling it, I'm just sure that they are wrong. So let's just.
You can do this.
L A P I L L I E.
You know what? Stop at the I. Stop at the second I. Okay. And you're good. Yeah, Lapilli. Drop the E there. So I have no idea.
I want to see what it means.
Yeah, we'll look it up here this morning. She'll be joined by the second place finisher, Emmanuel Govius, a sixth grader from Menominee Falls Middle School, and Richfield Middle School eighth grader, Arian Kaluvia.
It's rock fragments ejected from a volcano.
Okay.
For inquiring minds who want to know.
There we go. Kind of like lava. Well, no, not like lava. Okay, Lapilli, there we go. It's our word of the day.
Good morning. It's Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo with you, and we have a free download for anybody in the listening area who answers our question first and correctly. It's four for King and Country's new album, Burn the Ships. Again, a free download, so you can get it wherever you are. We'll send it right to you. Here's our question, and again, the phone number to call is 715-723-2555. The average man buys seven of these each year. The average man buys seven of these annually. What are we talking about? Call us 715-723-2555 for your chance to win that free for King & Country download. Halvo, would you say that you would buy this many of this item a year?
I think it changed. I think
Now, don't give it away.
I know. I would say probably not. Probably not that many.
I don't think that I do either. The average man buys seven of these a year. 715-723-2555. 723-2555 for a free download of Burn the Ships from For King and Country. Let's hear your answers.
Probably instead of buying this, I've probably bought something else. And maybe after the answer, we'll get further specification. So
the average man buys seven of these a year. Wake up with Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. If you're typical, if you're an average man, you purchase seven of these annually. What could it be? We're giving away a free download of For King & Country's album, Burn the Ships.
I think we may have stumped them.
Already? The sun's coming out? Come on, give it a shot. The average man buys seven of these a year.
For King & Country, we've been playing, of course, great music from them. God Only Knows, the latest off of this release, which you can win right now. Burn the Ships, the free music
download.
Two
men in For King & Country, Joel and Luke Smallbone, Rebecca St. James, their big sister. I wonder if they buy seven of these or more a year. The average man buys seven of these a year, 715-723-2555. What could it be?
Our
first
caller.
Guesser here.
Hi, WWIB.
Hi, it's Brian.
Hey, Brian.
The question for the razor, I was going to say shaving razors.
Shaving
Good
razors.
Guess.
Excellent guess, Brian. Not what we're looking for, but call back 715-723-2555.
All right.
Try it again. Again, we're giving away For King and Country, Burn the Ships, a free download.
I think it was just a matter of courage here because now Brian's broken the ice. Hi.
Hi. We are thinking shirts.
Shirts?
Shirts, yeah. Guys, not real avid shoppers, so no, sorry.
Call back, please. 715-723-2555.
Hi, WWIB. Thanks for ringing our phone.
Hi.
What do you think?
Is it tools?
The
tools.
Average guy. No, that's not it.
Not tools.
All right.
Call back.
WWIB, 723-2555. What does the average guy buy seven of these a year?
Is it shoes?
Not shoes. It is not shoes, nor shirts, nor tools, nor razors.
Yeah.
I hope we don't stump people here.
It's also not a food item.
True. Again, we're giving away For King & Country, Burn the Ships, their new album, free download. We'll text it to you wherever you might be in the WIB listening area so you can get it on your mobile device or computer. The average man buys seven of these each year. The average man buys seven of these each year. It's not shoes, shirts, tools, or razors.
I say one more minute. If we don't get it,
we'll just have to push it off till later.
We've got an I Am They song coming. So last chance. The average man buys seven of these a year. 723-2555. Hi, what's your guess?
Is it hair pomade?
That's the most creative guess yet, but it is not what we're looking for.
We got a couple more with the time running.
All right, two more.
Hi, is it car washes?
Car washes. Thinking well, though. Good thought.
A lot of good guesses. Hi, WWIB.
Is it haircuts?
Haircuts.
That's a great guess again.
Not haircuts. What do you say, Havel? Should we push this off 20 minutes and let people try again?
As long as we're going to run out the guesses. Hi, WWIB.
Hi, I was going to say flowers for their wife.
Flowers for their wife. Oh, my goodness. At the buzzer.
Yes.
It's March Madness time. You're the buzzer beater. The average man buys 7 bouquets of flowers each year.
Who are we talking to?
This is Brian again.
Brian, great job coming full circle, my friend.
Brian from where?
Eau Claire.
Brian from Eau Claire.
Are you married?
Yes.
So, Brian, the question that Caleb gave me, do you get 7 bouquets of flowers for your wife on average a year?
I would say no. It's usually a mix and match of gifts.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sure. Flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the story. When I got married, my wife was just like, how often do I want flowers? When the other ones have wilted, I'm ready for new ones.
Okay.
However, as the years have adjusted more, it's more like her special type of mocha she likes. That is the much more frequent gift.
So. Learn the love language.
Yeah, learn
the love language, fellas. Absolutely. The average man buys 7 bouquets of flowers a year. Great job, Brian. Hang on the line for us. We'll get your free download.
All right. A little I Am They coming your way. WWIB weather. Bottom of the hour, the Whip Wake Up Show. Taking your pledges for special guest shooter Andrew Draper from FCA. He'll be here at 8:45 this morning raising money for WIB Incorporated, keeping those shows on WWIB right where they belong. Havel and Caleb, it's the WIB Wake Up Show. Half hour from now, we'll talk to Eau Claire City Council candidate Kyle Woodhull. We hope to talk to all 10 of the at-large candidates before the election. Should remind you, the early voting started yesterday in Eau Claire, runs each of the next 2 weeks. So that's about 8:15 this morning. And we'll start him like we did yesterday's candidate, Dale Pointer, with the rapid fire, which I love that. I love that fun way to kind of get to know. And it's amazing how fast you can get to know somebody in a minute.
Yeah, maybe we should ask Kyle if he sprinkles ramen powder on his French fries.
Yeah,
that's
right.
An interesting food combination that apparently people, at least on the interwebs, are praising. Dusting your Mickey D's French fries with the powder that comes from your top ramen.
You know, that sounds, I mean, there's a lot of different things people put on French fries in different seasonings. That I'd be open to trying that.
Maybe trying that, but would you try this? People on the Twitter...
No.
Screwing up peanut butter and jelly. How do you screw up peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
Well, they're putting mustard on top, not inside.
Yeah.
Which would be odd as well. On top, they make the PB&J as one normally would, then squirt mustard on the top piece of bread.
Mm.
That sounds like something someone's toddler would do. And I really wonder if folks are honestly into this on Twitter or if it's just, I just wanted to try this. Let me see if I can make it viral, but I don't plan to actually take a bite. Because I'm looking at it on Twitter right now, and there is a big bite out of this mustard gooped on top of a PB&J. But how do we know that he didn't just say, here, Fido, take a bite of this, and then I'm going to post it and try and get thousands of retweets?
It is kind of a combo thing. Just in your mentally, you go, that's just wrong. I've been doing a lot of peanut butter and honey sandwiches. Like when you get done with a meal
delicious.
Sometime, and then all of a sudden you're like, I want a little more, and then I go peanut butter and honey. That's almost like my... almost dessert.
Yeah. Peanut butter honey is solid. Peanut butter banana. When I was a kid, I actually haven't had one for a long time, so maybe this died out when my childhood did when I went to college. But I used to have peanut butter and pickle on a fairly regular basis,
and that's
kind of an odd one.
That
is an odd one.
Me.
But I've never
thought
of putting
you were going to go marshmallow
mustard.
Cream on me.
I've heard of Fluffernutter sandwiches, too.
Right.
So,
those are good.
Tell us at 715-396-1670. You can also pledge there as well for Hope and Hoops. But do you have a weird combination of food? Or more specifically, is there something your kid eats that you're just like, why?
And my question would be, have you ever messed with your PB&J and put mustard on it? I would love to hear from somebody.
You would think you can't mess up a PB&J, but apparently Twitter can.
I've never heard of a human do that.
Good job, America.
Odd food combinations. The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Whatever you miss, you can always catch in the podcast at WIB.com. Mercy me. In WWIB, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, and we're joined by 33-year-old Kyle Woodman, and he is one of the 10 Eau Claire City Council at-large candidates. The top five will find a spot on the city council. There's some incumbents worked in. He's not one of the incumbents coming in from the outside. Kyle, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Kyle, we're going to start this off the way we did yesterday with Dale Pointer, another candidate for city council. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. This is called rapid fire. So we're going to ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can. Some of them may be a little odd, all of which can be answered in just a few words or less, top-of-mind type of thing. All right, rapid fire, 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready, Kyle? Okay, the clock will start.
Yeah,
I think we still have Kyle.
Kyle, you're there. I think we had the wrong lineup. Kyle, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we're
good to go. I thought he was going to play for a second. All right, Kyle, 60 seconds on the clock, and ready, set, go. Kyle Woodman, favorite breakfast food?
Oh, eggs.
What's a song you will always sing along to?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. I love music. All the music. That's a bad one. Sorry.
All-time favorite movie, Kyle?
Far and Away.
What's the best type of cheese?
Oh, mozzarella.
If you could be a character in any TV show, what show would you pick?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. How about Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator?
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
Probably just hang around the house.
Last book you read, Kyle?
The Bible.
What's your
honest with you.
Sure. What's your hidden talent?
I play piano.
Favorite superhero?
Oh, I don't know. Superman.
If you were a character from Star Wars, which one would you choose?
Anakin.
All right, finally. Bowl of ice cream, three toppings. What three toppings, Kyle?
Strawberries, chocolate, and caramel.
Solid. Solid. Kyle Woodman there. That's rapid fire.
That was a tough one. Oh, man.
It's quite a workout. You know, I got to say, I just heard a story. I have to track it down before 9. It's Caleb this morning. I heard a story about Lucky Charms, and they're going to come out with, like, the kind of you can get just the marshmallows or something like that. And so Ron Johnson, the senator, took this. He's the first one I think we did this with on the WIB Wake Up Show. And he said his favorite cereal was Lucky Charms. So anyhow, call to mind things. Well, Kyle, we mentioned you're running for Eau Claire City Council. That's where we're having you on here this morning. Tell us a bit about yourself, your background, and what led you to the decision to run.
Well, I was born in Eau Claire, and I spent most of my life in Eau Claire and the surrounding area. My occupation has been in construction for the majority of my life, and I still spend much of my summers as a heavy equipment operator, actually doing excavation work on project in Eau Claire. And in more recent years, I started a business conducting in-home care for developmentally disabled and elderly people. 7 months ago, I became a father to a baby boy named Alexander. He's a little pork chop. He's getting pretty chunky.
Congratulations.
thank you. And being a resident in the city of Eau Claire, raising my family, running my business, and working construction on the streets of our city has given me much invested interest in the success and the direction of our city. And so that's why I'm running for Eau Claire City Council.
Was there anything you saw in terms of the direction of the council that you said, boy, you know what, I can't just sit on the sidelines, I need to get involved?
There are a few things. I'll talk about law enforcement for a little bit if you give me a chance here. The city of Eau Claire crime rate is at an 11-year high. There was 222 arrests in December 2018 alone. And I think that we should prioritize funding our police department and emergency medical services before anything else. So I plan to give our law enforcement and the resources they need to combat drug use and drug-related crimes in our city. We have an awesome police department. But there's been discussion recently about whether a city has the ability to pay for the services it needs. We've heard that the resources are just not keeping up with demand, and long-term, we're not sustainable. So we've also learned that the drug use and abuse continues to drive crime high in our city. It's sad but true, but we have a very large meth problem in our city. In 2017 alone, the Eau Claire Police Department made 1,264 drug-related arrests. And so I think that is something that I want to really hone down on and make sure that they get the funding they need. Last year, the police chief asked for money to get 8 more officers, and he didn't get any of that money. So that's something I want to focus on. I want to give them the funding and support they need to do their job. So,
what about the challenge of the candidacy in terms of 9 other candidates? I mean, quite the range here, and only 5 of you will actually end up on the council. So a pretty competitive challenge here. I know the early voting started yesterday and runs the next 2 weeks in terms of during the week. So,
yes, but I think it's kind of split down the middle. I think half the candidates feel one way and another half feel the other way. I know a lot of people in Eau Claire are upset with how the budget was passed last year. I don't think the city of Eau Claire should have the power to randomly create positions, shift funds, and pass a budget all within one evening. And so that's something I kind of differ from some of the other candidates on. I believe that if there are any changes to the budget or any positions being created, it should be put on paper and publicly posted for at least a week for the citizens of our city to see and review before being passed. Once an agreement is made, then we can pass the budget with peace of mind. 11 people getting together late at night and passing a budget that no one has seen is not my idea of an open and transparent government. So that's something that I differ from on some of the other candidates.
Kyle, as we wrap up with you, for people who want to get involved and help you leading up to the election on April 2nd, Kyle Woodman for Eau Claire City Council, how do they do that?
You can go to kylewoodman.com. You can get a hold of me there. Or you can also just go on Facebook. I think it's Facebook backslash Woodman for Eau Claire. So those are two easy ways to get a hold of me there.
Perfect. Kyle, thanks so much for being our guest, for playing along rapid fire, and talking to us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Nice chatting with you.
We wish you the best in your candidacy. All right. 33-year-old Kyle Woodman on WWIB this morning, one of the 10 at-large candidates. And let me just give a plug, because there's a great chance you can get to see all of the candidates on stage Thursday night, the Eau Claire City Council candidate forum and a meet and greet. It's Thursday night, 6:30, the CVTC Business Education Center at 620 Claremont Avenue, 6:30 Thursday night.
We have a couple pledges in for Hope and Hoops, and our guest in the studio now, Andrew Draper from Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Andrew.
Morning.
Now, we heard David Ripplinger this morning. Should we tell him what David did?
Well, here's the thing. So David didn't perform as well as he was hoping to, but he said Draper's in, I don't know if you were in a huddle or
in a meeting. Or something. He thought you were in a meeting.
Well, so he thought you might not have heard.
Of course he texted me immediately after, and I heard he was 2 for 5.
Yeah, he told 40%. You the truth. He told you the truth. He missed his first three, but he did hit his last two. He was on a hot streak.
Right.
If he could have kept going, I think he would have hit the next five.
Probably. Yeah,
so again, we have the soccer player in Rip, and we have the football player and track.
Yep.
In yourself, and then Johnny P coming in this afternoon as the basketball player. So
right, so that always takes the pressure off of Rip and myself, and we can just Johnny would put the pressure on him. So hopefully I can get more than two.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what though, it's always tougher than it looks. I mean, you step up. David did have a year where he was 5 for 5. It just wasn't this year. So
yeah.
We've got pledges from your nephews. Grant and Jacob wanted to put a little pressure on you, so they said $25 flat pledge, but they said it'll double to $50 for the ministry if you go 5 for 5. So thanks to the nephews there, right?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I've never done it before. I think I got 4 for 5 one
okay.
time.
This could be the year. This could be the year. Your wife, Cassie, $10 per make as well. And again, our wives, I think we all can say our wives are heroes in many ways, especially as we deal with all the sickness and crud that goes through at the end of winter and transitioning to spring.
Quite true. I was listening earlier after Rip was done, and you guys were talking about an average of 7 times a year we're supposed to buy flowers.
It's the average
guy. If we're an average guy, yeah, 7 times a year we're supposed to buy our wife a bouquet of flowers.
That doesn't happen at my house because we've got these 3 cats, and if I buy flowers, those cats jump up and
knock them over.
They'll knock them over. They'll chew on them.
So if you found an alternative gift?
Yeah, what can you buy, Cassie, that the cats don't eat?
Secondary to flowers, you go chocolate, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Solid.
My wife doesn't like chocolate.
Oh.
She likes white chocolate little bit.
Okay. All right.
So, we've gotten to the point where it's like fruit smoothies.
Sure. Yeah, you can find something. Yeah. You find something.
Again, speak her language and express your love in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she makes it tough, but apparently I'm supposed to learn how to give back rubs.
Okay, all right.
It's not a skill that I was
develop
trained
that
in,
skill.
So, yeah.
Develop
acquire
that
it,
skill.
Acquire it. All right. All right, WWIB, it's 12 before 9. We can't push it back any longer. Andrew Draper, and we got another really generous pledge from Rob, right?
Yeah, so we mentioned Rob from Cumberland, $25 per make, he says, on our WIB listener line at 715-396-1670. So, Andrew, that's putting a little pressure. Plus, your nephew said $25 flat, but if you make all 5, it doubles to $50 total. And again, all of these going to support 21 Christ Center programs here in WWIB.
You can tell Andrew is a veteran player and coach because you don't seem to just, you don't look like you're
rattled.
Under any pressure.
I'm feeling all right.
Okay.
You know,
ice in your veins.
Yeah, it's good. And the money goes to you guys.
Yeah.
So
right.
You would think I'd be nervous about these big numbers that are rolling in, but it's not going to change my day. You guys are going
to
smile at me more.
To
if
rise
I
up in leadership with
all.
FCA, you have to be calm, cool, and collected, and you're showing that. So
yeah,
there we go.
And that's true. And I understand donations are obviously really important. We are 100% funded by donors as well, and so I get it. The commitment from people that care about you is really important. So I'll try to do what I can here and make some shots.
All right, we're going to strike up the music.
Thank
here
you
we
to
go.
Allie from Mondovi coming in with a late pledge here of $1 per make plus $5 for the money ball. So that's the important. He's going to shoot the money ball first.
Wow.
Well, you don't have
I'll
to.
Hold it. I'll hold the money ball.
All right, he'll wait on that one. You can sneak in a last second pledge again, get entered for those Chaos Water Park tickets.
Warm-ups. Did you warm up at all?
A couple warm-up shots.
Andrew Draper. First one underhanded off the backboard.
There
and
you
in.
Go. Nice bounce.
He's showing it how it's done. Next one off the backboard and in. Underhanded off the backboard. Very skilled. He has already matched his cohort Rip, David Ripplinger. The third one, backboard and in. I'm going to have to try this approach.
The bank is open before 9.
3 for 3. The next is off the backboard.
Oh,
around
it rolled
and
in. It yes. spun in. Just the money ball.
The honeycomb. I'm holding the money
four
ball.
4 for 4
comes.
So far.
Yeah.
Andrew Draper, FCA.
Underhanded backboard,
oh,
too high.
Just off the front of the rim with the bounce.
They all went off the backboard. The only one to come out was the fifth one, the money ball, but a terrific performance.
Maybe we took him out of his rhythm, though.
Man, I got excited, I guess.
Wow.
Well, you know,
underhanded off the backboard.
Johnny P is going to come and shoot later. You got to leave a little room for a boost in his self-esteem.
There it is.
Because if the football player track guy went 5 for 5, what's Johnny going to do as the basketball guy for FCA?
But to use a golf metaphor, you're in the clubhouse now. You've posted your score, and it's a pretty good one.
It is true. There's some pressure on Johnny. He'd be like, oh, I can still dunk. So, I don't know. Johnny's always got something to say.
Yeah. Can he still dunk?
He's complaining about messing up his knee and his back.
When I played basketball with Johnny, love you, Johnny, but when I played, there was always something that's like, well, there's a shoulder or there's a knee or there's something that was hurting.
There is something to be said for being too healthy, Johnny, and eating too much good food. You know, sometimes you gotta go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Well, you did a great job, Andrew. Thank you so much helping WWIB Incorporated and coming up here.
And I was just going to say, too, Andrew, lest we forget, too, I tell parents, especially, too, if they'd like their kids to get involved with FCA, with some of the camps coming up, but also some of the huddles, what's the best way to reach out to you guys and get information on that?
Well, you can email me at adraper@fca.org. That's adraper@fca.org for any questions about school huddles around here. Also, WisconsinFCA.org is our website. You could just Google it, WisconsinFCA. And we have three different camps that we're pushing that we work really hard on. The junior sports camp is coming up here. It'll be at Altoona Middle School right when school gets out, June 13th and 14th. And then we have a big sports camp for high school kids and late middle school kids at the end of June in Decorah, Iowa, and then a leadership camp at the end of July. So all that information is on the website, and I'm going to have one of those repeated promos coming up here that you're going to hear probably
Absolutely.
Too many times, but I'll get plenty of texts saying, hey, I heard you on the radio again, so...
Absolutely, and again, we love being able to share about what FCA does and the great work you guys are doing through sports and integrating with faith and raising up the next generation of leaders.
Yeah, and that I was just at North High School this morning at their FCA. I hadn't been there this year because I'm always over at Memorial, and it's just really impressive. Rip was talking about how proud he is of his leaders and how they're going, and man, it was just a really comfortable huddle to step in on this morning, and I got to lead them, and you could tell that those are some really impressive kids that are being trained up well.
Great.
Fantastic.